Hi, friend. This is Mary DeMuth, and this is Pray Every Day, where I pray through the Bible verse by verse. We're going to finish up Mark chapter 7, reading verses 24 through 37 in the World English Bible, and this is what it says. From there, Jesus arose and went away into the borders of Tyre and Sidon. He entered into a house and didn't want anyone to know it, but he couldn't escape notice. For a woman whose little daughter had an unclean spirit, having heard of him, came and fell down at his feet. Now the woman was a Greek, a Syrophoenician by race. She begged him that he would cast the demon out of her daughter. But Jesus said to her, "Let the children be filled first, for it is not appropriate to take the children's bread and throw it to the dogs." But she answered him, "Yes, Lord, yet even the dogs under the table eat the children's crumbs." He said to her, "For this saying, go your way, the demon has gone out of your daughter." She went away to her house and found the child having been laid on the bed with the demons gone out. Again, Jesus departed from the borders of Tyre and Sidon and came to the Sea of Galilee through the middle of the region of Decapolis. They brought to him one who was deaf and had an impediment in his speech. They begged him to lay his hand on him. Jesus took the man aside from the multitude privately and put his fingers into his ears, and he spat and touched his tongue. Looking up to heaven, he sighed and said to him, "Ephphatha," that is, "be opened." Immediately, the man's ears were opened and the impediment of his tongue was released, and he spoke clearly. Jesus commanded them that they should tell no one, but the more he commanded them, so much more the widely they proclaimed it. They were astonished beyond measure, saying, "He has done all things well. He makes even the deaf hear and the mute speak." Mind if I pray for you? Jesus, you do all things well. Help us to find you today. And Lord, please forgive me for looking for solace and peace and help in other places, in finances, in purchases, in trying to micromanage relationships. Lord, you do all things well. And unfortunately, when I try to fill myself up with other things, I don't do that well. Lord, thank you that those things will not satisfy us, but that you will satisfy us, that you are the one who makes the deaf to hear and the mute to speak. Lord, for those of us who are afraid to speak your name, for those of us who are afraid to preach the gospel, would you unleash our tongues this week that we could share you with others? Lord, I know I don't do it nearly enough, but Lord, more than that, I don't want to just superimpose that on myself. I want to respond to your Holy Spirit's guidance and leading. And so, Lord, help us to have that receptivity to the Spirit today to hear from you and to go out and to love others. Lord, I also love this story. I know it gets a lot of kind of flack and misunderstanding, but what this actually is a teachable moment between you and the disciples. You are teaching them that you have come first to the nation of Israel, but then after you've reached your nation and you have gone out and, you know, healed all these people and all of that, that your heart is for the whole world. And you'll see this, and we'll see this in the Great Commission about going out into all the world and preaching the gospel beyond Jerusalem. And here we have a Syrophoenician woman who understands it and gets it and says, I'll take the scraps. I understand that it's coming first to the Jew and then to the Gentile. And she becomes this missionary of sorts, and her story is recorded for a reason in Scripture. And so what Jesus is trying to show them is that this kingdom thing that they're thinking about, it's not vanquishing Rome. It's not overtaking and politically reigning. It is a kingdom that goes beyond political barriers, political boundaries. It goes to the whole wide world. Lord, I just get excited in thinking about that, I'm so very not Palestinian. I'm not Jewish. I'm not from the Middle East. I am a result of other people going out into the world away from where Christianity started. And so I'm just so grateful that you love the whole world and that I'm part of that. And my friend listening to me today is part of that. We love you for that. I praise you and thank you in Jesus' name. Amen. Thanks so much for listening to Pray Every Day. So grateful for you. Be praying for the podcast. I would really appreciate it. Sometimes there's spiritual warfare, as you can imagine. So please, if you have a little moment today, lift me, William, and Kristen up, and this podcast as well. Thank you so much.